Now, boys and girls, it's over 3 years now since we began to move through the Bible, the Word of God. And you remember how we first began to look at the Word of God in the book of Genesis and all of those things that were told there about how God made the world and made all things, the heavens and the earth, and all the creatures, all the animals that are upon the earth. And then, of course, about Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Joseph, those great servants of the Lord in those days. And then into the book of Exodus, how God delivered the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt where they had been held as slaves. And then all the life of the children of Israel in the land of Canaan that God brought them to. And we looked at David and all of those kings, the prophets, all of those men that endeavored to glorify the Lord. All of that, of course, is in the Old Testament scriptures of God. And then when you come into the New Testament scriptures of God, we looked at the Gospels, where we are told about our Lord Jesus Christ coming into the world and living and dying for our sins, rising again and going back to his Father. And then with Jesus going back to his Father, we have the Acts of the Apostles, where we are now, and how those servants of God went into all the world to preach the gospel, as our Lord Jesus Christ told them, to every creature. Now, it's some of those things in the Acts of the Apostles that those servants of the Lord did that we've been looking at over the past number of weeks. And this morning, I want to tell you about three different places that the servants of the Lord went to preach the gospel, and three different ways, you might say, in which the people heard the things that they said. You remember last time they were in the city of Philippi and they had been imprisoned. And then when they were released from their prison, they went along a great big road that was called the Via Ignatia, the Ignatian Way. You know, if we were going anywhere, we would look for the straightest and the quickest way to go. Maybe we would go on the A9 because it's the best road down south to Edinburgh and so on. Well, in those days when they wanted to get from one of the great cities to the other, they went along this great big road called the Via Ignatia, or the Ignatian Way. And so when they left Philippi, they went along the Ignatian Way, and the first city that they came to was a city called Thessalonica. When they went into Thessalonica, there was a synagogue of the Jewish people there, and so the Apostle Paul went into the synagogue, and for 3 weeks, it says that he opened up the Bible, and he declared to them that Jesus of Nazareth was the Christ of God. He was the one whom God had promised to send, and everyone who believed in Jesus for the forgiveness of their sins, then they would have their sins forgiven. Well, we're told that some of the people, the Jewish people, they believed that he was the Christ indeed, and they were saved from their sins. They became Christians. And others who weren't Jews, who were idol worshippers, many of them believed as well. But there were others, and they were so angry about the things that Paul and the others were speaking that they hired men, what we would call today thugs. They hired these people to go and attack Paul and the other preachers of the gospel. Paul and the others were in the house of a man called Jason, and so these men attacked the house of Jason, but in the providence of God, that is, in all the ways that God arranges things, none of his servants were in the house at that time. The house was empty as far as that was concerned, and so Paul and the others were kept safe by the goodness of God at that point. So then those who had believed in the city of Thessalonica, they told Paul and the others that they better escape out of the city in case some harm came upon them. And we're told then that they went on, Paul went on to a town called Berea. Now when he went to Berea, he preached exactly the same. And here's what the people in Berea did who listened to him. They said, right, we will go and we will look at the Bible and we will see if the things that you are saying are really true. And it says they went and they searched the scriptures. They looked at the Bible, as it were, page after page. And the outcome of that was, it says that many of them believed in Jesus the Savior. From Berea, Paul then went to another great city, the city of Athens. And when Paul arrived in the city of Athens, he was very sad, because on every street corner in the city of Athens, people had built idols and they were bowing down and worshipping idols that were made of wood and stone and all kinds of things. In that city, Paul went into the marketplace, and again, he simply preached about Jesus and how Jesus had come to die for the sins of men and women. And overlooking the city of Athens, there was a great big hill called Mars Hill. And on Mars Hill, well, it's still there, of course, on Mars Hill overlooking the city of Athens, there was a place where all the men of Athens used to meet together. And when they met together, they used to have great debates, they used to have great arguments about this and that and the next thing. And so they said to Paul, "You come up onto Mars Hill and we'll hear what you have to say as well." And so Paul again, very simply, began to preach about Jesus. Because you see, preachers aren't to preach about anything else, really, than Jesus Christ the Saviour. And so he preached about Jesus and how there was a day coming, now listen, when every man and woman and young person would be raised from the dead if they had died, to stand before the living God. It says he preached about Jesus and the resurrection of the dead. Well, all of those men listened to him until he began to preach about the resurrection of the dead. And they wouldn't have that at all. And it says they mocked him. There's no such a thing as the resurrection of the dead, it says. And so here's what they said to Paul. They said, "But we'll tell you what, we'll hear you some other day about these things." They weren't sincere. What they meant was, well, we'll put it out of our minds. And so you see what you have are three different ways in which the message of the gospel was received. In Thessalonica, there were those who were absolutely angry about the things that were said. In Berea, there were those who said, well, we'll look at the Bible and see if these things are really so. In Athens, there were those who pretended to listen, but they weren't really listening at all. Now, boys and girls, which of those three do you think you belong to? Which? Do you just push the Bible right out of your mind? Do you pretend that you're listening? Or do you really listen? And do you really think in your heart and your mind, is it true that Jesus came into the world and lived and died in order that I might be saved from all my sins? When the message of the gospel goes forward, people react, we say, in all different kinds of way. Some are angry, some pretend to listen, some really listen. And those who really listen, just like those people in Berea long ago, they come to believe and come to see Christ as their Savior. So the word of the gospel then is going on, you see, in all kinds of places, Philippi, Thessalonica, Berea, Athens. Paul will go on to other great cities as well, because Jesus has said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Now we'll see some more of the things in the Acts of the Apostles next time. But for this morning, you just ask yourself, how do I listen to the things about Jesus Christ the Lord?